from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, hope you're having a great day. Let's get you caught up on what's happening around the NFL, including with our Falcons. We are, by the way, hi, Carl Dukes, Mike Bell. We are Dukes and Bell. This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, everybody keeps saying, Dukes and Bell, what's going on with the signings or potential signings for the Falcons? Nothing.
There is no news, and that's not good news for some folks. I'd love to see us still go make a swing for one of these guys that are disgruntled in New England and New York and get some edge rush in here immediately. But right now the story is Justin Simmons, the former Bronco Pro Bowler, was in town, met with the Falcons, and he still hasn't signed with anybody just yet. And no news if he's going to sign here. He's a safety that would fit. Jesse Bates roaming, and he's kind of the deep safety. It seems like a good plan, right?
It does. And again, just because things don't happen quickly doesn't mean that they're not going to happen. But I understand the angst because, again, a guy that's already visited maybe a team or two in here to visit with us, you think, hey, fill void, get it done. But nothing has happened. So we'll wait to see. We're going to be back at practice tomorrow, by the way. Hooters Mall of Georgia will be up there doing the show on Wednesday and Thursday. So, Mike, maybe before, you know, we get to Thursday, something has transpired. But, again, all these veterans we're talking about, the guys that have played in the league and understand it, Pro Bowlers, they're not looking to go through a full camp anyway, Mike. So this is, you know, we'll see how it shakes out, whether he signs here or not. But it does make total sense for us to do something like this.
Right. Now, again, guys, with the Ravens, I don't think we touched on this yesterday. A lot of guys, pretty funny. We saw some dudes on the text like, oh, man. No, you're not going to see Bijan Robinson in a preseason game. There's no point. And, guys, just take it from Uncle Carl and Uncle Mike. He looks great.
He does.
He looks midseason form. Uncle Chris, you want to get on this too? So I don't sound like we're just biased. Doesn't Bijan look like he's midseason form? He looks great, doesn't he?
He looks phenomenal.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris. He's making the cuts. He's in the end zone. If it's red zone drills, he's making it happen. So I know that we didn't get to see and nobody got to see that Dolphins practice. And apparently Bijan was doing that same stuff down there.
And it's and we're going to see plenty of it. Trust us. Come week one and beyond. The crazy thing is around the league, there's a bunch of stories. One has to do with the quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, Mike. He's got to have surgery. Meniscus. They don't know if it's a full tear or whatever. So they got to get in there and figure it out. And that means they don't know the timetable for him to return. The crazy thing is, again, McCarthy looked good in that last preseason game. Maybe he was on his way to potentially starting sooner than what we think.
Yeah, because if you're a Vikings fan right now, I said this to Carl. I mean, look, at least with Penix, we've got, you know, we got double insurance, and that's what we did. We got, you know, Kirk Cousins here and all that. But still, you're telling me it's like, wait, who? Sam Darnold? No, I mean, especially in that neck of the woods, if you're in Big Ten country, you got to see J.J. McCarthy win a natty with Michigan. And again, you and I, I'm not really sold on him or Drake May. Drake May can't even like impress anyone, but he did look good. I don't know what the level of competition was. Doesn't matter. He's hitting guys in stride, on schedule, dropped some dimes on those two touchdown passes. And now with the torn meniscus, according to the ortho website we just looked at, it's 4 to 6 weeks on the good side, and maybe longer if it's bad.
So first month of the season, potentially.
At least.
Right. four weeks. We will see. Hey, in other news, we talked about Hassan Reddick and talking about adding pass rush potentially, and are you willing to trade for a guy like this? Believe it or not, Aaron Rodgers has come out and said, no. I want him here. Aaron Rodgers, Mike says, there's always new things in the league. I've been around 20 years. I've seen a lot of stuff. I think as players, we always first try to side with the player because we know what it's like to be a player. He says, I don't know him well. Talking about Hassan Reddick, he says, I had a couple of messages with him. But I believe when he got traded, obviously, we'd love to have him here. Aaron Rodgers knows this. They got a really good defense. You add Hassan Reddick, again, it helps the Jets and it helps Aaron Rodgers. Of course he would want him to stay there. But as Aaron said, Mike, this comes back down to, okay, did they tell him we were going to get a deal done? Didn't do a deal. And now he's in his feels and he's like, I'm not coming regardless of what you guys do. I want out of here.
Because, again, in the case of, who is it up in – who's disgruntled in New England? I just mentioned his name.
Judon.
Matthew Judon said, look, you know, he's been promised things before. He's been franchise tagged. That's why he was so, you know, losing his mind, screaming with his coach and arguing and going on social media saying, hey, use some cap space. Different situation for him. You could argue, Reddick's just 2 years younger, but, you know, he's putting results up. This guy has put results up, but he's coming off an injury and he's getting older. But in the case of Reddick, you're right. Was there a phone call like Jets GM at the day the trade goes down? He goes, hey, man, I'm really excited to have you. We're going to get this deal in place and talk to the agent. And there's something, you know, in principle, and they never do it.
Never do it.
Because it makes no sense. You know you're getting this guy in. You're getting one of the premier edge rushers. You're going all in to win a Super Bowl, getting Aaron Rodgers back, and then now you're dealing with this soap opera. Stupid.
Rodgers was asked if he would speak with Reddick, like he's going to convince him. He said, yeah, it's possible. Anything's possible. But he also said, I think what's best for him is to be a Jet because it's going to be a fun ride. Now, that's Aaron, you know, just being egotypical, you know, egomaniac. But he says, but he's got to make the best decision for him and his family. And ultimately, that's what's going to happen. 21st day of his contract holdout, by the way, for Reddick.
And the money doesn't come back. This is, I know, guys, well, can't you? Yeah, they're not going to pay you a raise. And then, oh, by the way, we're going to dump the extra $2 million you lost by not being at camp on top of it. Doesn't work that way anymore with the new CBA. So he's out of pocket.
50 a day. Training camp bill right now is $1.1 million.
Add it up. I mean, now the last guy to do this and not get hit in the shorts on it was Aaron Donald before the new CBA kicked in.
Correct, yeah.
Where he held out and just like, okay, get some days off and I'm ready to roll. Week one, I'm carved out of wood. I'm Aaron Donald. Let's go to work, right?
Yeah, he was ready to go. So plenty more fines potentially coming for Reddick.
And speaking of holdouts, this is just dropped. This is from Pro Football Talk. Micah Parsons was asked about CeeDee Lamb. Guys don't like to answer questions about other guys' money, but he did say he thinks he'll have a new deal before the season opener. So he thinks CeeDee, he checked in on me, Parsons said. Patrick Walker of the team website, he's been watching the practice film and telling me, you're going crazy. We have our talks, but at the end of the day, he knows what it is. Now, Jerry Jones, of course, has been talking in circles like he does about everything else in Dak Prescott. But at least for what it's worth, Micah Parsons thinks that CeeDee Lamb's going to be in camp soon.
All right. Well, what's that mean for Ja'Marr Chase? Because he's not at practice, and he's looking for a new contract. And, you know, this adds another twist to the whole Ja'Marr Chase and Bengals situation. So for the first time in training camp, Chase was not present when the team was practicing.
T. Higgins is upset as well.
So, you know, again. And then Taylor was asked, their head coach, Zach Taylor, Jamar's listed as day-to-day. No, he's not. He wants a new deal.
No, day-to-day is in pay.
Exactly. So, you know, since starting training camp, he's maintained that Chase's participation has gone according to plan. I don't believe that, Mike. I think they understand what's going on, and Brown has made it clear. The owner, Mike, not interested in handing out some new deals here. So somebody's going to be mad when the season starts.
And then there's the 49ers soap opera talking about Brandon Ayuk. And again, initially it was he was not going to get paid. And then the story was the Steelers were hot and heavy. Patriots were in. Patriots dropped out. Browns apparently. You don't hear him linked to the Browns now. So that sounds like it's cooled off.
It does.
Now the latest reports, 49ers Steelers have a deal in place for Brandon Ayuk. After Shanahan had to answer questions about him being ready and assuming he'll be in game shape to go do his thing. According to Ian Rappaport from NFL Network, 49ers and Steelers have a deal in place. Steelers are, quote, in a good place with Ayuk on a new contract. So if the 49ers do the sign-off, this is about 3 hours ago the story dropped from Ian Rappaport, then we'll see some really athletic wide receivers coming at the Falcons in week one at Mercedes-Benz.
Well, and this is the thing, gets back to the start of this conversation. It's going to test our secondary, right? And you can say, well, I don't know if Justin Fields is going to be able to do that. I don't know about Russell Wilson. I don't know who it's going to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.